if it looks like censorship and it smells like censorship, it is censorship, no matter whose wife is talking about it. It's censorship.
I want to complain.
You want to complain? Look at these shoes. I've only had them 3 weeks and the ears are worn right.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I want to be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out,
way out.
Where I wanna be, 'cause that's the place for me.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started. Music is an emotional medium, both to the listener and to the writer, who, if he or she is not careful and gets carried away, could include a theme or certain words in the lyrics that could result in the song getting no airplay, censoring the release, or an outright ban. This week's Vinyl Garage explores the songs that didn't get played and the reasoning, or lack of, behind it. Starting with one of the most famous cases of reading something into the lyrics that, well, just wasn't there. The BBC versus the Beatles and their friend Lucy, because one thing about embarking on a witch hunt, you never not find one.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Bye. witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is there.
Now, regarding Lucy, let's give Auntie Beeb the benefit of the doubt. Keep in mind that the preceding song on Sgt. Pepper was With a Little Help from My Friends, which, to be fair, did include a benign drug reference. It was 1967, and it was the Beatles, so to connect the dots with Lucy, Sky, and Diamonds into LSD was at least plausible. They were completely wrong, but it did, at the time, make a little bit of sense. That being said, how do you explain Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead being banned? There's nothing within the song to justify such action. It offended no one. Well, unless you're a witch, of course. So here's the story. After the death of former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher in 2013, an anti-Thatcher movement encouraged the purchase of the record so that it would enter the UK charts. It actually made it to number 2, number 1 in Scotland, forcing the BBC to feature it on their chart countdown shows. The Beeb refused to play it, giving the song its inclusion here. Next up, The Kinks' Lola. Now, there's a song that you can understand the Beeb saying no to. The story of a young man fresh off the farm, his interaction with what he thought was the woman of his dreams, and his surprise when she wasn't. A song about a transvestite in 1970 was adventurous at best, but that's not the reason it wasn't played. It was because of the Coca-Cola reference. The BBC has a non-product placement policy. Not until the offending soft drink was changed to Cherry Cola was it given airtime. Here's the album version of the song.
Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola, C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello. Spine, oh my Lola,
So, are there any other advertisement-related BBC bands? Well, glad you ask. Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show's cover of the Rolling Stone couldn't be heard. Jimmy Buffett's Come Monday because it mentioned hush puppies. Along with the two we'll hear, Pink Floyd's It Would Be So Nice single from 1968. It mentions the London newspaper, The Evening Standard, and Paul Simon's Kodachrome, for obvious reasons. Paul was also the victim of the BBC when his Me and Julio single caught the station's ire because of a passing mention of Newsweek magazine.
Give us the green looks worse in black and white. Kodachrome.
Let's get political. Another possible way of finding your new single banned by Auntie Beeb. And what better way than to disrespect the crown? And in this case, the queen directly, with the second single released from their Nevermind the Bollocks LP from 1977, God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols. Their first single, Anarchy in the UK, met a similar fate. Apparently, the reference to the monarchy being a fascist regime and that there's no future for the younger generation in Britain proved to be too much. The single still made it to number one in sales, but curiously only number two in the charts. Many believe the powers that be couldn't allow it to be officially a number one record.
Bomb.
another surefire way of not hearing your song on the radio in Britain was to question the UK's role in Northern Ireland, songs of which we'll hear three. Paul McCartney and Wings, Give Ireland Back to the Irish, The Police, Invisible Sun, and John Lennon's Sunday Bloody Sunday, all taking a different approach at the subject. Wings with a upbeat, poppy approach, of course. The Police, incredibly subtle. And John's In Your Face, This Is What I Think lyrics referencing Anglo pigs, bloody Union Jacks, and both London and Rome. It's interesting to note that the U2 song of the same name made it through unscathed. The Vinyl Garage.
I'm
Another way to upset the almighty BBC and bring down their wrath upon your record was a release subgenreized as the Teenage Tearjerker Disc, Death Disc, or Splatter Platter, made popular in the very early 60s. Apparently, these depressing discs were just too much for the sensitive British listeners, and thanks to BBC Knows Best, spared them all from having to endure them. Not surprisingly, many went top 10 in the British charts, in spite of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Now, let's be clear that I'm not anywhere close to the person to intro these songs, so I've called in someone that is, my friend and colleague, Pete Delmonico.
Hi, everybody, and thank you, Dave. Actually, this is my cup of tea. I love these songs. There must have been thousands of songs that they banned from the BBC. I can't understand it myself because I just love these songs. And when we go through some of these songs and I just listen to the words, they might sound depressing, but there's always a story behind all these songs. The first song is from John Layton, Johnny Remember Me. The second one, Mark Denning, one of my favorite, Teen Angel. And the third one, Ray Peterson, Tell Laura I Love Her. That was a very good song and a big hit in the United States. And probably in the BBC also, even though it was banned. And the last one, Twinkle, an English gal that just passed away this past year at 66 years old, Terry. So without further ado, let's get started. And let me add, Dave, I can't believe you're playing my kind of music on your show.
When the mists are rising and the rain is falling and the wind is blowing cold across the moor, I hear the voice of my darling, the girl I love and lost a year ago. It's hard to believe, I know, but I hear her singing in the sign of the wind, blowing in the treetops way above me.
Johnny,
yes, I'll someday, I guess, I'll find myself another little girl to take the place of my true love. But as long as I live, I know I'll hear her singing in the sight of the wind, blowing in the treetops way above me. Yes, I'll always remember till the day I die. I'll hear her cry, oh, Johnny, remember me.
Fateful night, the car was stalled up on the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe, but you went running back. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? What was it you were looking for that took your life that night? They said they found my high school ring clutched in your fingers tight. Sweet 16, and now you're gone. They've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again. They buried you today. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still?
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race. $1,000 prize, it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone. So to her mother, Tommy said, tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura I may be late. I've something to do that cannot wait. He drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day. How his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die. In the chapel where Laura prays for her Tommy who passed away. It was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel she can hear him cry. Tell Laura I love her.
And it to be with. He said to me, you are the one whom my love I shall give. One day he'll know how hard I prayed for him to live. Please wait at the gate of heaven for me, Terry.
Terry.
Next up, your turn to be the censor. Why were these records turned away by Auntie Beeb?
Don't know how it feels to be me. mater, we must do our alma mater. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling, oh.
Ding-a-ling!
Beautiful. And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh,
ding-a-ling.
It's beautiful. You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you want to live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna knock it, darling. Mm-mm. Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir. There's one guy right over here singing Maya, too. That's all right, brother. Yes, sir. You got a right, baby. Ain't nobody gonna bother you. Tell me. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall. I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling. Your parliament out there singing? Oh yeah! Once I was swimming across Turtle Creek, man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my baby. Beautiful. I think it's a beautiful little song. Really, I do. And guess what? Everybody's still not singing. There's a few right down front here that's not singing. We're going to dedicate this verse to those who will not sing. Yes, sir. This here song, it ain't so sad. The cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling. Ding-a-ling.
We're wrapping up this week's festivities with two cuts, each a candidate for the BBC's ire for different reasons. The first, Tom Petty's You Don't Know How It Feels from 1994's Wildflowers LP, and secondly, Chuck Berry's My Ding-a-Ling from, ironically, the London Chuck Berry Sessions LP from 1972. Petty's Rolling a Joint reference denied his single airplay, while Chuck's benign sexual innuendo proved just too much for the BBC to allow. Incidentally, the music in the background right now and throughout the show during dialogue was from the soundtrack to the film The Man with the Golden Arm, a 1955 movie starring Frank Sinatra in which he portrays a struggling drug addict. The whole soundtrack was banned by the BBC despite it entirely consisted of instrumentals. You just can't be too careful. Thanks for joining the Vinyl Garage this week as we explored the Banned by the BBC theme. I can't deny the need for restraint when the airwaves are in question, but the heavy-handed, seemingly pointless at times censoring of what is heard across the pond seems inconsistent with a country and a network who brought us Monty Python. Go figure. Keep in touch with the Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show. Or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.